Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bet, where we're discussing all things DStv Premiership, of course, and we have to turn our attention to the amazing title race taking place in the country. We've got two Durban teams, Golden Arrows and AmaZulu, punching above their weight to challenge the likes of Mamelodi Sundowns. And I'm not alone in the studio. As usual, I've got two fine young gentlemen. Football age, that's why I say young. Vanelle and Pro Pilani, gents, good to have you here.
Good to be here, good to be back.
Good to have me back.
Good to have you back, yeah. Yeah, but it's good to be here. I don't know about Vanelle because ever since he won on Sunday, I mean, he's been a hard-to-get kind of man.
He didn't make it for a few days, and then what happened, Vanelle?
Yeah, that's what happens when you
comes with the badge.
Yeah, that's what happens when you buzz a lot. You know, I remember during my days as a football player, I used to tell my team when you scored an all important goal that don't over celebrate because you lose concentration and the team can quickly score a minute after you celebrated. And I think that's just what happened. You know, we won a very very big game, over celebrated, and yeah, we won over to be seen on Wednesday against Ichipa United, and we paid the price.
Pro, how does it feel to lose your first game this season? You saw the invincibility cloak that is hanging up on the wall, and Kaizer Chiefs came and said, "Nope, that's not going to happen on our watch."
I'm happy that Kaizer Chiefs reminded Sundowns that they are Kaizer Chiefs.
Did they do that? Is that how you felt?
Yes, that's how I felt, and I'm happy that they fought. Mm-hmm. I think I believe that Kaizer Chiefs played well on the day, and I still feel that there were a lot of errors that Sundowns team did, and there were moments where they should have punished Kaizer Chiefs and sell the game, but they decided not to do it, and they decided to rotate the ball. And there was a time where they should have kicked the ball out and allowed the substitution to happen. Mm-hmm. But they tried to play, they tried to keep the ball, and that is when Chiefs intercepted and scored their first goal. By the time they introduced the players, Chiefs quickly scored a second one. So you can see that Sundowns' mistakes were not about poor preparation, were not about undermining Kaizer Chiefs, but it was just a moment of luck that came Kaizer Chiefs' way, because they were also prepared to win the game. For 70 minutes, they did not show up, but they came out and played only 2 minutes. And we must give credit where credit is due. Well done, Kaizer Chiefs.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to bring this conversation up. I know there's so much other topics that we want to talk about.
One, two.
But how did you feel, you know, being a supporter of that team that ended that run of Sundowns?
Yeah, look.
Especially since the Chiefs' record was, you know, in touching grass for Sundowns.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our pro touched on Chiefs, reminding Sundowns that they still case the Chiefs, and that's exactly what I said last week on this very podcast. That I mean, at the end of the day, Ukama Biliat is still Ukama Biliat to Samir Nukovic, is still Samir Nukovic, and Uzuma, players like that. I mean, those are the type of players. Yes, they are not in good form at the moment, but on any given day, they can rise to the occasion and surprise anyone. They're capable of such performances. And we saw them against Pirates, against your Wydad. We saw them doing it in Horoya. So on their day, that's what we can say. They can rise to the occasion. I disagree, though, with a lot that the Sundowns fraternity, from the coaching staff, from the supporters, and all of that.
From the guys in the studio
that the Chiefs only had 2 minutes. I disagree with that. I mean, even in the first half, I did see Chiefs creating one or two chances, which I think Castro's chance in the first half, I mean, that miss was more of a chance than Leaba Kulumangayo Yagamabowi. I think Castro's chance was much more easier, you know. And there was the one where Upilani Zulu also in the first half he got a chance. So Chiefs also could have had one or two sucker punches in the first half. Then second half, yes, they scored those goals. So I can say that not that the Chiefs had 2 minutes luck and won the game. I can say that they deserved to win the game. They did. They came prepared, and yeah, they created chances and deserved to win the game.
before we move on to the two blockbuster fixtures of the weekend, I just wanted to ask you, anyone in that game, or perhaps anyone from Kaizer Chiefs, earn a new contract? You feel, you know, you mentioned that Chiefs reminded themselves, or Pro touched on the fact that they reminded themselves that they're Kaizer Chiefs. Certain players reminded themselves that they are Kaizer Chiefs material. Any players stand out that deserve a new contract for you?
Look, from the players that are being rumored to be out at the Kaizer Chiefs, the reason they've been rumored to be out, it's not that they're out and out cows. Yes, we do know that they can pull one or two good performances on the day, but we will not let a one game blind us, because you will have Dumisani Zuma coming on and changing the game and even scoring a goal against Timo Melody Sundowns. Then the next game against Chippa United, he's nowhere to be seen starting the game, if you know what I mean. You know, you look at a player like Bernard Parker in the Champions League, he was absolutely fantastic against Horoya and Iweda Casablanca. But you look at his other games, you know. So we can't say you deserve a contract based on one good game and then you have six shockers after that. So the players that are rumored to be on the way out
should continue. You agree with that? Or you disagree?
Itumeleng Nkune deserves a contract extension.
Why?
Bernard Parker deserves a contract extension.
Okay, I know.
Let's move on.
But look, Itu is a brilliant footballer. I think he's second best to none on his day. I've watched, even though he has not yet kept a clean sheet in the DSTV Premiership, but I've watched Itu for a number of years now. I think he has matured in his game, and you can see that he is more of a team player now. He's no longer a glory hunter. And I think Kaizer Chiefs need that type of player. If you hear rumors that they might be offloading 15 players, and I'm praying Itumeleng Nkune is not in that list. I think he's the biggest player in the Kaizer Chiefs team, and they really need to keep him. And he's also an international player who attracts a lot of respect for the club and also for himself as a captain. I want to believe that Kaizer Motaung will not agree with the release of Itumeleng Nkune, because Kaizer himself, he believes in Itu. So Itu, I know that Gavin Hunt likes Parker, so that is why he's the second name on my list. Those two players, I don't think they will leave Kaizer Chiefs.
So Pro is making very, very good points about Nkune, but I want to know, he stays to be back up or to continue starting?
If you look at Agbay is not good enough to dethrone Nkune. If you look at the process,
yeah,
Boma,
we're talking about next season.
Yeah, I'm talking about next season.
So Chiefs sign a goalkeeper.
Yeah. So it will depend whether that goalkeeper is an international goalkeeper or is just another guy who's trying to make his way up. Because look at Sundowns, they signed a very good goalkeeper like Ricardo Kos, but he can't dethrone Onyango. So it's difficult to replace such a player. It's going to be difficult for any goalkeeper, any local goalkeeper, to dethrone Nkune. So you might as well keep him, because we are going to need him, even though they won't be playing any CAF competitions next season. But look, Itu deserves is a 3-year new contract.
Three years. That's a stretch there, bro. But it's not really a title decider. It's not really a match that may decide the title, but Golden Arrows and AmaZulu, for what they've done this season, we have to touch on this fixture. It's two teams from Durban. Durban Derby played at the Sugarloaf Stadium. Vanelli, being a KZN boy, as we all are, separate these two teams. Who do you want to win? Who will you be supporting? Surely your heart must lie somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it will be an interesting game. We saw Coach Mangoba after the Golden Arrows game pulling a little bit of a pizza Musimani after the game, saying the Golden Arrows is a very, very good team. They are a world's coach side. Mm-hmm. And he said they'll have a say on who wins the title. You know? And I mean, they've already played twice. I think he was also referring to this game, that if AmaZulu are not on bringing the A game, they could be their unbeaten run, or they could be stopped in this game. But after winning 5-1 against Cape Town City, I mean, for me, up against a team, yes, they're there, but they've been drawing a lot of games. So based on that, I'll be sliding with AmaZulu. But it's not going to be a walk in the park. It's definitely going to be an interesting game. I think both teams like to play football. So maybe if we were a betting person, things like both teams to score, I do see both teams scoring. So I'm anticipating goals in this game. So it will be an interesting one.
Looking at this derby, Golden Arrows have always had an upper hand, and I don't think they're going to have problems on Saturday.
You don't think they're going to have problems?
I don't think they'll have problems. I think it's going to be a lovely draw. And also, if AmaZulu wins, it's going to be the first time Sundowns is removed from the top since the season started.
Because
they've been on top of the logs since day one. So AmaZulu, they have that motivation in them that at least they can be number one for 24 hours. And you know what? Looking at AmaZulu winning 5-1 against Cape Town City, I mean, we all know that a Cape Town City match may end 5-5, may end 4-3, because they are just that kind of team. Yeah. And look, AmaZulu have surprised everyone. I think they've surprised even themselves. And I'm convinced that the game on Saturday is going to be a draw.
Are you... If there's one thing I like about Upro Pilan, and the reason we always need him, and
his agenda never hides.
You never ever, you know, when Upro Pilan wants to make a wish, he just goes live and makes his wish.
So are you taking AmaZulu serious as a title contender, or where do you stand with them? Are they just, being in and around that mix, or... Well, are you taking them serious?
Well, where they are at the moment, they should be respected and should be considered as title contenders, but I don't think they'll push Sundowns right into the last day of the season.
So they should be respected, but they're not going to be respected.
They should be respected, but I don't think they'll push Sundowns to the last day.
So basically what Upro is saying is that...
I think he said he don't respect.
No, he's saying they should be given that respect, like regard them as the team that... the dark horse that's coming, because if you say no, these ones they're not there, then you'll be fooling yourself and you might be in for a surprise. So that amount of respect is saying, guys, we are being challenged, let us pull up our weight. And once the Sundowns pulls up their weight, then AmaZulu will not catch them. So I mean, we're talking about 1 point gap with two games in hand. So we're running out of games. How many games left? Six, seven. So you know, so I'm also on the same wagon as Upro Pilani. Respect AmaZulu, but I don't really think they title contenders. But if it's Sundowns, be complacent and not show respect to the upcoming AmaZulu, then they'll be in big trouble. Because if they lose the two games in hand, then they'll be in for a serious fight. Because you can see 15 games unbeaten. I mean, that form is impressive in anyone's language. I mean,
that's not luck. That's coaching.
That's exactly. It's definitely not luck. And we can't reference to one game and say, okay, they beat this team. I mean, we're talking about 15 wins from the. I mean, 11 wins from the last 15 games. Yeah. Impressive in anyone's language. Go to any league. That's worthy. That form is worthy of a title-winning form. So you have to give them that respect. Once you give them that respect, then I think Sundowns will go on and win the league.
And there's an element of accidental success. The Leicester success, where a team runs through a good patch for a number of games and then it goes way down. I think it's going to be first time, I think, since 1993 or 1992 where AmaZulu will be counted amongst the top five. And you know, the pressure of being in that space, they haven't been in that space for a very long time. So this is their first time, and the players that they have, I think only players that are coming from Pirates, those are the only players that understand what it's like to be at the top. So I think I for one, this is my opinion, I'm saying in the last five games where it matters the most, that is where AmaZulu might crack.
Do you think there would be any difference if Benny McCarthy had started the season, Benelli?
Well, it's very easy.
I mean, in terms of them perhaps leapfrogging Sundowns at the moment or being closer. I know they're only 1 point behind, but with their two games in hand, do you think they could be closer to where they wanted to be at the start of the season with Benny from the start, or what do you think?
I think it's very easy to say Had this coach started the season, this team would have been there. Like, take for example, Uzunbauer last season when he came at the Orlando Pirates. There were talks that if he started the season with the Orlando Pirates, they'd be title contenders. And look at where he is this season. He started the season with the very same players, but he's nowhere to be seen. You know, and it's not only a South African thing. It's something that happens all over the world. You look at Man United when Solskjaer took over. I mean, they were winning all the games and enjoying that good unbeaten run, and everyone was saying, had he started the season, they would have been title contenders, you know. And he started so many seasons, and he's never ever been like a serious contender. I know they say, and so same thing I'd say for Mazulu. I cannot say if Upeni started or wherever. It's not easy to start and finish. Perhaps maybe you can get a team, motivate them when the new coach comes, new manager bounce, get those wins, and they start believing in themselves. But you're starting a season and completing it is a totally different thing. It demands a lot. So we will see next season how good he is, Upeni.
Besides, sometimes it is easier, especially as a former player or a former legend, while he's still a legend, but to pick up pieces, it's sometimes easier, not to discredit anything that he's done this season, but when you go to a place and you just need to show your face and just get the players believing again, I think sometimes that is easier than, you know, perhaps starting from the ground and, you know, working your way through. So I definitely do understand what you're saying, Panele. But so we've got another big game to turn our attention to this weekend. Do you call it any derby? What do you? How do you refer to this fixture between Orlando
call
Pirates?
It the star derby.
Is the star derby? the rusty star versus the first star.
Sure. So obviously Orlando Pirates take on Mamelodi Sundowns this Sunday at Orlando Stadium. Eskutini, how do you see it playing out?
It won't be as easy as the Nedbank Cup quarterfinal game. I know that Sundowns made it too easy in the Nedbank Cup. I am convinced that Orlando Pirates were naive on the day, and that is why they got so many goals against. But looking at this one, I think Pirates will be cautious. They won't approach the game like they approached the Nedbank Cup. I think they'll be very tight at the back. I know that there's also an element of revenge, because they don't want to lose to Sundowns three times in one season. So it's going to be a tight game, but at the end of the day, you know what? Whatever result that comes, I think both teams will play well. I think both teams will show us a good football that Pirates versus Sundowns is known for. And, you know, when it comes to predictions, I'll take Banele's route and say both teams to score over 1.5.
So are you not at confidence at all in perhaps putting your neck out on the line and saying Mamelodi Sundowns win this with some comfort?
You know what? I don't want to sound biased, because there's a part of me that says Sundowns is going to win this game 1-0, like they did in the first leg. But at the same time, you look at Orlando Pirates and you look at the motivation behind, and you look at Orlando, you know that they don't want to lose against Sundowns three times in one season, so it might end in a goalless draw. But at the same time, you say to yourself, no, for the sake of football, let it be. If it's a draw, let it be a draw with goals. That is why I'm saying, if you are a punter, put both teams to score and over 1.5.
No, not often do we just see your flow saying, don't back Sundowns with confidence, Panele.
Yeah, look, I mean, at the moment, when you look at Sundowns, we're talking about a team that has scored one goal in the last four games, you know, and going into a game against me, Orlando Pirates, you can't be over confident, especially now. I mean, failing to score against TTM, AmaZulu, and the Golden Arrows, and you scored one against Chiefs. You've just suffered your first defeat. At the end of the day, you are still in Mamelodi Sundowns. We have to respect what you have done throughout the season. This is a team that can go to ETP Mazembe and just wipe the floor and get a standing ovation from the Mazembe fans, something we've never seen before. So if the Pirates also think, okay, now you are on a bit of a slump, then they'll be in big trouble. They can get another 4-1. But if they treat this game in a professional way and Uzun Power gets his team selection right and starts the right players like Kabo Mabasa up front instead of Aboli Ndamtambo, something that has never ever worked. You know, if you come with that mentality, then we will have a very good game. I'll also take the route of Propilani of sitting on the fence and saying maybe something of both teams to score.
You don't want to separate them.
I don't want to separate them. I can't at the moment. I mean, the last week, I cannot back Sundowns, but I'd be a fool to back against Sundowns at the moment, especially to back Pirates to beat Sundowns at the moment. So I'm not going to do that. At the same time, there's no confidence this week to be backing Mamelodi Sundowns.
I think another thing we have to look at is Orlando Pirates are still unbeaten at the stadium this season. So.
Well, the unbeaten record, it doesn't help if you are nowhere near the top three. So what's the point of celebrating the unbeaten record when you're not even second on the log? Come on, guys. That's part of it. It's coached by JZ. A man that you cannot tell what his formation and a man that benches strikers and plays a false nine, Lindamdam. Come on, guys. Take us serious, please.
So based on that, surely. Look, because I know myself also, I'm sitting on the fence in this fixture. There's something about Orlando Pirates at Orlando Stadium. They play with the ghost behind them, and then Sundowns being Sundowns, you can't really back against that, like Banele said. So I'm also sitting on the fence. So I don't want all three of us to sit on the fence. And
but there's a goalkeeper issue at Orlando Pirates.
So tell us about it.
There's a goalkeeper issue at Orlando Pirates. In the CAF Champions League, they did not have a substitute keeper. And when they played a league game, they had a young boy sitting as a substitute goalkeeper. So they've got a goalkeeping crisis. That is why they're trying to sign King Glover now. And you know
what do you make of that?
You know that if they play Wayne Sunderland, Sundowns might think of playing Klompo Kegan. And you know what happens when Klompo Kegan is playing against their love affair. I mean, come on, guys. It's going to be interesting how Orlando Pirates will end up. But there's also a Tyson factor, a man who has had a terrible season for Orlando Pirates at the back. And you don't know whether they will play Maela, or they will play Maela at Tyson, or they will play Jelle Tyson, or they will play Nyawuz at center back. Mm-hmm. And there's also a formation issue, whether they will play a back three or they will play a back four. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be kind of difficult for Pirates to stop Sundowns. And that is where I think there's going to be a distraction for them. Because if you are going to plan to stop Sundowns, like AmaZulu, like your TTM, like your Gold and Arrows, then you're not going to have as many chances as you can. I'm happy that Banele mentioned opportunities that Kaizer Chiefs had that day, because they did not plan to stop Sundowns. They also had their own plans to play. Mm-hmm. So Pirates need to have a plan to play, and they cannot rely on Hoto alone. They need Vincent Pule to come on board. They will need Mabasa to come on board, because I think Mabasa is a fantastic number nine. He's a fantastic striker. If I was at Pirates, he was going to play every single game when he's fit. But that's another Pirate coached by Zimbabwe.
I think, you know, with their players, and you mentioned Mabasa, I think a lot of their players, and I think they are where they are because a lot of their players might be overrated. And I know it might sound controversial saying that, but Vincent Poole is fantastic, but he's not a Bafana international. Mabasa's, you know, he's class, he's got the hype, he's, you know, he does this and that every now and then, but he's not, you can't even get into an Orlando Pirates team. Lorch is Lorch, and he's gone missing for the season.
He's on TikTok.
So, I mean, I think what Pirates is, perhaps we're finally opening our eyes. Well, I'm opening my eyes and realizing that, hang on, this team isn't as good as what Mitch and Rulani made them out to be a couple of years ago. So I do think, yes, I did say at the start that I'm sitting on the fence, but I think, Pro, you won me over. I think I'm going to go with Sundowns to beat Orlando Pirates. There's just too many overrated players at Pirates for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say overrated. I mean, if you look at players.
Tyson.
If you look
Another
at
one.
Players at AmaZulu, you look at players at Golden Arrows, they're doing fairly well because they are being coached well. So players like Abu Vincent Pullet did show us that if you coach them right, they can be very, very dangerous. Even a striker like Mabasa, we know that he can be very dangerous if he's coached right. Like Propilani said, there's a formation issue, there's this issue, a selection issue. So it's a coaching issue at the Orlando Pirates. And I think if these players can be coached right and get the I mean, a coach, for example, like Kupeni Makat, I think he'd get more from these players, and we would see how good they really are. But at the moment, until that happens, we cannot be backing Orlando Pirates.
He's been linked everywhere, hasn't he?
There's also an instruction issue at Orlando Pirates.
and a construction issue with Orlando Pirates.
So there are so many issues there.
Yeah, I think one issue that we've touched on is betting purposes, stay away from them. If you do want to go with the Orlando Pirates, just sit Natalie on the fence. But yeah, if you're out there listening and want to stand a chance of winning that 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets, let us know your thoughts on the fixture between Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns. Who will win? Where can the game be won and lost? Let us know your thoughts. And if your comments does hit the target, we will credit your account with the 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Gentlemen, any final words on the fixture?
Yeah, excuse me. We're looking forward to the CAF Champions League draw tomorrow and on Friday. So hopefully, Chiefs fans will get what they are asking for.
Which is Simba.
Yeah, I think also it will be interesting to look at the draw. And I mean, if you look at Sunday's victory and you say, what if that was the CAF Champions League? You've won 2-1 away. You know, you could find yourselves in the semi-final. You know, so yeah,
it feels to be hopeful.
I'm saying, you lost Trinidad at home.
I'm saying, bring on Isimba. Bring on Isimba.
But only Isimba. I'm not Esperance.
The only team I don't want to face is Esperance. But you can give me Simba as the first preference. Then if I don't get Simba, I wouldn't want to go to Tunisia. I'd rather stay in the country. So it will be an interesting one. But yeah, I've also got a wish for this weekend. Besides getting Simba, that one is a clear wish. I want to get Simba for the Champions
League.
You
want Sundowns to get?
I want Pirates to win on Sunday, just so we can have...
That's the wish.
The wish. If I can choose one wish between getting Simba and Pirates winning on Sunday, I'll say Pirates.
That's how much you fear Sundowns.
To be honest,
even after winning 2-1,
because Sundowns, I mean, they barely lose. It was my first time like seeing Sundowns fans feel a defeat on Sunday, and I really enjoyed everything. You know, the bitterness and sourness and all the things.
Sundowns fans are unique. They can lose against any team in the world.
But not
against one.
But what's the thing? Okay, we've opened this can of worms now. What's the thing with Sundowns fans? Pro, maybe you can help us figure it out. What's the thoughts behind, you know, losing one game all season and all of a sudden there's 10 players who are not good enough for Sundowns? What's the thinking behind it?
It's the nature of football fans.
Yeah,
it's the nature of football fans.
But it has nothing to do with...
It has nothing to do with the tactics. It has nothing to do with the coaching philosophy. It's just the nature of football fans anywhere in the world. You look at Man City, they are one of the best clubs in the world, best football playing team, but when they lose, I mean, you can feel
then Stones is not good enough.
Stones is not good. Suddenly Stones is not good enough. Suddenly De Bruyne is overrated. Foden is too young. It's happened. Everywhere it's happened. Look at Kaizer Chiefs. When they win, suddenly Parker gets a new contract. Jabulani Blom is a superstar. He deserves to go to the Olympics and all those kind of things. It's the football fans.
On Sunday, Gavin Hunt was a very good coach. If he gets some good players, he can win the league if he signs good players. On Wednesday, after losing, Atazwane must take over.
that's the nature of football. We love our football fans, don't we? But remember, there's a 200 Rand betting voucher up for grabs. All you got to do is go to the page on social media, go to the podcast page on social media and comment under there, and you could stand a chance to win that 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Gentlemen, until next week, let's enjoy the football. Let's pray for AmaZulu and Mamelodi Sundowns, bro.
No comment.
Your two teams.
No comment.
So
that is the amount.
Cheers.